Reasons I got off whack sites like Seeking Arrangement and like Secret Benefits is because, first of all, there are way too many women on there who just don't know what they are doing. They are getting and asking for way, way less than they should be. And then when I come around and I give them my allowance, they're like, whoa, way too much. I have women asking for this much.
See, in America, the price of your golden V has been so inflated. When it finally does come down, you think, you know, you're getting gypped. But no, you're actually getting closer to what it's worth. Well, still 10 times more, but you know what I mean. It's getting down to where it should be. $50 to $100 max. And yeah, she's above average attractiveness, but that's not worth much. Especially the men who get money. Pretty women come a dime a dozen. So when you're in a market where you're not anything special, you're not going to get special money. You having lip fillers and putting on a fake feminine act and having straight hair ain't going to be enough to get you $1,000 an hour no more.
Y'all never really get told no, so it f***s with your ego to make you think you're more valuable than you are.
It's unbalanced. Two, there's so many scammers, so many salts, so many guys just looking for PPMs. Three, the same guys have an overinflated sense of ego because there are young, attractive women on there chasing them.
Because there's less of them and more of you. PPM, I believe, means pay per meet. So these women are used to getting all this money from guys and they're not even really doing much. They might be doing it to them 1 out of 10 times that they meet. Nah, man. Somebody must have put her regulars on the game. And here's another thing you got to start thinking about. You're getting older by the minute. And it's a new batch of baddies coming out every year. What are you going to do then? Uh-oh, she might have to start thinking.
And these are men who in real life don't have money, don't have pussy, don't have women. Like, they don't get that. You're not going to find quality men on these sites. You are not going to find, you're going to find losers on these sites. I'm sorry, I said it, okay? And it's just like a lazy way. Like
the devil, he got his hands on my grandniece.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. They're smoking the reefer and doing the hanky-panky with boys.
No, Georgie.
A loser and lazy. Who's the real lazy loser? You make a living just for looking the way you look. And then you're not even screwing the guys at that. So who's really the lazy loser? At least the flatbackers are actually going out in the street and really putting in that work. So I can't call them lazy. But you, the little sugar babies and all that. Man, look, I can't even come up with a word for it. Somebody help me out.
Long story short, women like this are not worth it.
Want sugar daddies, but it's a lazy way to look for them. If you really, really want to make it work, you need to freestyle. You need to, again, grow your social media. You need to do all of that. I know I keep saying the same shit over and over again, but it's like, I still see girls making this mistake and still asking me, how do you find a guy on Seeking Arrangement? What do I put in my bio on Seeking Arrangement? No, stop. If anything, use Tinder.
What a role model.
If anything, use Hinge.
It's a body count.
Shut the fuck up. I was married for 10 years, so like two.
Two?
Yeah. Literally, yes.
That's all right, so.
I was married since I was like, well, I met him when I was 16, and then I was married forever, so.
All right, so quick
if
mail.
You wanna holler.
Quick mail, 2 times 3, that's okay. 6. All right, so you're.
6.
Okay, it's one point I want to make about this video here. Can you guess what it's going to be? Let's hear it one more time.
Shut the fuck up.
There. Would you want to date a woman who casually tells grown men to shut the fuck up? Let me know in the comment section. Why or why not? Can you imagine women from other countries saying this to a man and doing it so effortlessly? Because she know ain't nothing going to happen from it. The interview would have been over. I would have been like, oh, you know, God bless. Talking to me any type of way. I got to go. Don't argue with them. Don't try to check them. Because if you try to check them, they just going to say,
catch me outside. How about that?
I was married for 10 years, so like two.
I think it's funny how women think it's a flex to say, oh, I was married once. Oh, I was married for 10 years. I was married when I was young. But you're not married now, so it's not a flex. And you out in the streets with some little shorts on having random interviews for TikTok. You're not a wholesome woman. Nice try, though.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, sorry to bother you. I'm Fernando. I work for Peak Energy. We're a few doors down. We're in 1845.
Okay.
So we do solar around here. We're just coming around talking to niggers. Sorry, dude. Neighbors. I apologize, man. I know. No, man, that wasn't even...
Was it on his heart? I mean, is it safe to say that he uses that word in his private life and it just came out naturally? Please let me know what you think in the comment section. I mean, I don't know. It seemed like he genuinely feel bad. Okay, let's go over this one. What a delicate butterfly we have here. Okay, she's 3 years past what I would define as the wall at 25, so I'm taking off a point for that. She's flipping us the bird. I'm taking off 2 points for that. She's wearing an outfit that says F off. I don't even know where you will find an outfit like that, so I'm taking 2 points off for that. And then she's tatted everywhere. I'm taking 2 points off for that. So even if she's a 10 out of 10, she's already down to a 3. Let's continue. She says she's looking for a long-term partner. Yeah, your main profile pic is really giving off that vibe. About me. It says, Arvita is my life. My cat is my ride or die. Okay, having a deep, connected relationship with a cat. I'm taking off a point for that. So you're now at a 2. I love to laugh, but who doesn't? I'm a curious creature. Okay, I'll give you that. That's fine. Nothing wrong there. She has some type of animated picture as her profile pic. So I'm taking 2 points off for that. It's a huge red flag. Most men are going to assume you're unattractive. She's 10 years past what I define as the wall at 25. I'm taking 2 points off for that. She says WYD or WYA is a horrible first message and y'all got me a little scared. So already she's shaming men. Taking a point off for that. Nobody reads the bio. I'm not from here though. I hold my own, so don't come my way with leech or community behavior that most seem to adore so dearly here. If you don't get a response from a message, then most likely it's you. Oh, wow. Real pleasant one here. Simply put, I'm too old to be vibrating low. Yeah, and you're too old to be on a dating site. You ever think about that? You ever think something may be wrong with you? That you have to resort to online dating? And nobody you've met in real life have wanted to lock you down? She's 5'8". Where she works, she puts none your business. So, she's such a B. She has kids, single mother, so we're taking 2 points off for that. She's spiritual, not religious, so I'm sure she into crystals and zodiac signs. She likes reading, writing, recipes, aquatic animals, music festivals, swimming, comedy, TV, and movies. Yeah, she's probably a festival thot. So yeah, this woman is completely disqualified, and no decent man should have anything to do with her. Okay, let's go over this dating profile. She's 28, so she's 3 years past what I define the wall as, which is 25. So we'll take a point off for that. About me, looking to be courted, cared for, and cuddled. At 28, ma'am, there was plenty of nice guys who would have courted you, cared for you, and cuddled you. But you chose the toxic bad boys. Now you're trying to come back on the rebound at 28. No, thank you. My basic, she's 5'7". Works out almost never. That's a red flag, so we're going to give her a point off for that. Drinks frequently. Are you an alcoholic, ma'am? Take a point off for that. Smokes never. As far as offspring, she says she wants someday. Someday, ma'am, at 28, you should have been prioritized that, so we taking a point off for that. Virgo, and she's spiritual. Okay, her interest says foodie, dogs, being family-oriented, being romantic, and having a sense of humor. The whole foodie thing, how original. Dogs. Okay, do you have dogs? Are they going to be sleeping in the bed? Are they going to be C-blocking? That could be a problem. Okay, you're family-oriented. Okay, that's cool. Is your family going to be involved in our relationship? How much? You're not family-oriented as far as your own family because you haven't started one at this point. We'll get along if you can make me laugh, spoil me, and if you love going to the casino. Oh, are you a degenerate gambler, ma'am? No man is trying to spoil a 28-year-old woman who probably fresh off the CC. Let it go. Let me know what you think about this one below, guys.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
We well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
On the figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.